Just a few things for the annual appeal. I just want to make sure that you're aware of the two pledges that are out there. There's the Vajrapani pledge. So any of those who give over $2,000, $2,000 or more, will be entered into win 4 days at a private retreat in California at Vajrapani. And then those who are ready to be non-procrastinators, we have the procrastinator pledge going on right now. So we have $7,175 on the table. And so for those of you who want to continue to maybe increase their giving still or haven't given yet, that's on the table. There's an ornament out front, too, for you that we give away every year. And I have just a quick thing I'd like to present to you. It's a, not present, but a show and tell. So this is me taking off my center manager hat, and I'm just putting on the Jill hat. So I don't come to you ever for the annual appeal for, as myself, as Jill, so I'm going to do that today. So I'm a little emotional. We've lost another friend. This is a really tough week. Would you open that for me? So a long time ago when I started here, I went to Geshe-la and I said, there was a consecration, sorry, for our statue. So I had this little statue. Do you remember the little Buddha, Miranda, that was like a Pottery Barn display in our rocks? We weren't Buddhists yet. And so, you know, we just have these Buddhas around our house because we thought they were kind of cool. So I went to Geshe-la and I thought, this one's hollow, so I can get it filled. And it was cracked and kind of coming apart. It was $4.99 on sale at Tuesday morning. And so I said, Geshe-la, can I use this? And he said, it is broken, Jill. And I know he's smiling inside. And I said, I'll fix it. I'm an artist. I have glue. And so I went home and I said, I'll glue it together. And he said, the face needs to be painted, Jill. It was just this bronze statue. And I said, I'm an artist. I can do that. So I glued it and I painted it. And it, if you don't mind me saying, it looked like a mixture of the Joker meets Siddhartha. And it was very, very unattractive. And we're not supposed to place judgments on the Buddha, but I'm like, okay, this isn't going to work for my altar. So I went back to Geshe-la and I said, or somebody, maybe Donna, and said, how do I fix this? So there was this guy named John Pell, who's right there. And he, and I didn't have a dime. I didn't have any money. So I gave him $15 and he painted this and he made it look like that. Do you remember filling that? So now it's consecrated and filled. So my Tuesday morning statue is now, it always was holy, but now it's more holy. So we're moving along my career. That's in 2008. I kept talking about mandala offerings. I saw that happening in LOP and I didn't know what they were doing. And they kept pouring this rice and these sounds. And I'm like, what are they doing? This is such a cool thing. So I thought you had to have a tantric initiation and you didn't. So apparently I kept asking about it and I didn't really know I was doing that. So one day Lamala, she went, so she's got robes on. I'm like, what? And she just walked out the door. Do you remember that? And you walked out the door and you sat me down. You had prepared this and you just, this was out of the blue. And she said, here's how you do a mandala offering. And she just put me at the table and she just had the paperwork in front of me and she started doing it. And I went, cool. Thank you. And so she did that for me. She just gave that to me. I wasn't asking for that. And someone else, I didn't have a set. So Venerable Tendrin gave me her set, and it's Miranda's now, this a beaded set. And we have a little plate here that we use from her China set when she was a little girl. So now I have a mandala set. So I'm cooking with gas. So we're doing mandala offerings. And then one day Donna came up to me and I went out of the blue and said, I'd like to offer you something special from someone who passed away. And so she gave me Venerable Chune's mandala set. So I didn't ask for any of that. So now I've got this mandala set that you saw me use maybe a couple Sundays ago. So I'm like building my altar. I don't have any of these things. And eventually, when there was a Sarah J auction, I for my birthday, I purchased a very large Buddha that Geshe-la had already filled. So I gave myself an amazing present with a very large Buddha, but he's still on my altar too. So then we go forward in time, and this is a Dorje and Bell. So I used to work for Susan and Richard and took care of her mother when she was passing. I still didn't have any money at all. I'm taking care of my father and my daughter. And I miss Richard a lot. So, sorry. This is just going to be personal. So they gave me a gift card for my birthday. And Richard said, are there any children in here right now? Richard said, no, damn it. I want you to do something for yourself with this money. Don't buy something for your daughter or your father. I want you to do something for yourself. And I said, okay, you know, thinking movie, massage. And I walked through the, a couple weeks later, I walked through the bookstore and there was this Dorje and Bell set for the exact money of my gift card. And I went, awesome. So I buy the Dorje and Bell and I tell Richard and he's like, damn it. Excuse me. But he said, why didn't you get something for yourself? And I went, I can bring my own Dorje and Bell to a puja. That's amazing. So I was just, and he's like, oh, for God's sake. So it was really sweet. So we move on in time, and I still don't have really any money. And someone's wife that's in the room who's not here today said, I think we're having a visioning meeting. And she said, I don't know what came up, but she said, well, Jill's broke, and she's happy. It's like, that's a little personal. And so I walked outside later, and she grabbed my arms, and she said, I'm really sorry. That was, like, really personal. And I said, I don't mind. I mean, I tell everybody everything. I'm fine with that. And she just grabbed my hands, and she said, you do know that we're never going to let anything happen to you, right? That we're always here for you. And so that meant the world to me. Everybody's crying now. And so later I started giving to schools that your guy's daughter goes to. The school is a charter school, so it's broke. So now I have a little more money, so I give $50, and I'm like, good for you, Jill. And I realized I spent more on gum that year than I spent on giving to the school. I'm like, that's not really very generous. So since I don't have a lot of money, I'm thinking maybe I should start practicing more generosity. And it doesn't just mean money. So I started being more generous with my time, with my thoughts, with anything I could think of. Like, how can you be generous with everything that you've got in any way you can? I don't think I've ever left this center after that without a gift. Something's always on my... One day, Dakini Power was on my desk. I don't know who did that, but I don't, you know, people... Now the giving is turning around. And so I was driving Geshe-la one time, long time ago, and he said, do you mind me doing an impersonation of you? Do you mind me speaking like you? Okay, he said, Jew. And I'm driving, right, so I'm looking this way, and he's here, and I'm really careful. And he said, are you always this happy? And I thought, I have been so depressed in my life and so much anxiety. And I said, yeah, you know, unless I'm crying, and right now I'm crying from joy. I said, I'm pretty happy. And so then I'm just driving along. It's pretty joyful to be with Geshe-la in the car. And I said, you know, this stuff really works. Talking about the Dharma, and I said that to my teacher. This stuff really works. And I know I feel like he's smiling. And he said, yes, Jill, it does. Do you remember that? Long time ago. So I just wanted to say, are you giving from your heart? I give to the center. I don't give $50, and I don't give $100. I don't give $500. I give till it hurts a little bit, till equals maybe a tiny little vacation. Because he is telling us not just how to be happy, not just how to not to suffer. He's saying, here's how you get enlightened, Jill. Here's how you get enlightened, Chase. Karen, here's how you get enlightened. Tim, Susie, Marion, Steve, Donna, Alex, Sandra, I don't know your name, Barry, Jumpel, everybody. Jean, this is how you get enlightened. He's sitting right here in this chair and he's telling us, and we're like, okay, thanks. I got to go shopping now. You know, we're going shopping after this. So I'm just coming from my heart. This is it today. I knew not many people would be here, so I thought I'll take today. She's next week. And I just wanted to offer that. Are we giving in every way, in kind donations, service? He just told us that makes us really happy. So he's given us another clue in the game and financially. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.